84 degrees, humidity 45%. CCO Land Weather follows CBS News of the World. Next from Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, 830 WCCO.
This is Ned Kelmer in New York. Dr. Martin Luther King passed another milestone in his civil rights campaign today when he won concessions from Chicago authorities on open housing. As a result, Sunday's scheduled rally in the suburb of Cicero, for which the National Guard has been called out, has been postponed. The story now from CBS News correspondent Nelson Benton in Chicago.
Civil rights forces and government and civic leaders reached agreement this afternoon on Chicago's racially simmering open housing controversy. The agreement brings a halt by the forces of Dr. Martin Luther King of violence-provoking civil rights marches through all-white neighborhoods in Chicago. It also brings about at least a postponement of the scheduled Sunday march through the white suburb of Cicero, which had been scheduled under protection of the Illinois National Guard. The agreement, 10 days in the making, came this afternoon at a meeting of some 70 government leaders, real estate officials, clergy, and civil rights leaders. The agreement does not mean an end, however, to Dr. King's Chicago civil rights movement. Still on its list are improvement of housing in the Negro ghetto, better job opportunities for Negroes, and a more racially balanced public school system. But for the moment, the sensitive subject of housing may be out of the crisis stage. Nelson Benton, CBS News, Chicago.
Governor Warren Knowles of Wisconsin today made the National Guard available to the Milwaukee suburb of Wauwatosa for use if necessary during Negro demonstrations planned there for this weekend. The mayor of Cleveland, Ohio, Ralph Locker, testifying before a Senate investigating committee today, was told by Senator Abraham Ribicoff of Connecticut that Locker was giving residents of Cleveland's Negro neighborhoods the runaround by ignoring present tensions in that area, and particularly the district of Huff. Locker denied the charge and called for more federal aid to help rebuild the nation's big cities. He suggested that a share of federal income tax funds be returned to the cities as a matter of right to use as they see fit. We need federal assistance, and we fully appreciate its value, Locker said, but we do not always care for the red tape that accompanies it. All the money in the world, said Mayor Locker, and all our governmental largesse will not solve the problem of rededicating ourselves to the ideals of individual responsibility, love, and one's fellow man, respect for the rights of others, and law and order. We cannot succeed otherwise in a nation of law. President Johnson made a new appeal to Russia for cooperation today on his one-day swing through Idaho, Colorado, and Oklahoma on his way to a weekend on his Texas ranch. His proposal came as he told a crowd in Arco, Idaho, of this country's aims in the Vietnam War.
Our objective in South Vietnam is local, and it is limited. We are there trying to protect the independence of South Vietnam, to provide her people with a chance to decide for themselves where they're going and what they will become. These objectives, I think, can be attained within the borders of Vietnam. They do not threaten the vital interests of the Soviet Union or the territory of any of our friends. We seek in Southeast Asia an order and security that we think would contribute to the peace of the entire world. And in that, we think the Soviet Union has a very large stake. It is the responsibility, then, of both of us to keep particular difficulties from becoming vehicles for much larger dangers.
In his appeal to Russia, President Johnson declared the Cold War was enough for one generation and that the world must no longer flounder in the backwoods of old and stagnant passions. In Congress today, the House completed action on new funds for mortgages for both home builders and home buyers and sent it to President Johnson's desk for signature into law. The Federal Mortgage Association will be authorized to buy nearly $5 billion worth of new mortgages from lending institutions, which in turn would permit them to offer more mortgage money to the public. High interest rates have slowed up the housing industry, and it's hoped the bill will inject new life into the economy. Overseas today in Djibouti, capital of France's African possession in Somaliland, two persons were reported killed, scores injured, during demonstrations by Somali nationalists while French President de Gaulle was visiting the city. De Gaulle was forced to cancel an outdoor speech as the rioters swarmed over the main square of Djibouti and police threw concussion bombs into the crowd, knocking down many in the crowd, including women and children. De Gaulle remained calm during the disturbances and later said scornfully, "The kind of demonstration we have just witnessed hardly suffices to show the democratic spirit of the French citizens who live here." The stock market remains on the downside at this hour. At 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the Dow Jones Industrials average was down 7.92 from yesterday's close. The first armed clash reported in several years from the mandated territory of Southwest Africa was disclosed today by South Africa's segregationist government, which holds the mandate. Two Africans were shot to death, eight arrested in a gunfight at dawn with South African police in Ovamboland on the border of Portuguese Angola. A government statement charged that infiltrators crossed the Angola border and said it was not the first time alleged saboteurs had come from Tanzania. Observers noted that the new disturbances closely followed the decision by the World Court at The Hague rejecting the case against South Africa's administration of the Southwest African territory. African nationalists plan to bring the issue up again in the United Nations General Assembly this fall. The South African government charged today that the objective of the infiltrators is to stir unrest, kill pro-government tribal chiefs and officials, and train members of subversive organizations with the aim of instigating an armed uprising against the South African government. New Haven, Connecticut was the scene of another mass shooting early today, and later, New Jersey police held a suspect in the crime after a chase along the state turnpike ended in his arrest. Five persons were killed, two wounded, in a New Haven housing project by a man who police said was looking for his estranged sweetheart and went to her mother's apartment after saying, "I'm going to wipe out all my friends." Today's murders were the latest in a series of mass shootings that have occurred in the past 6 weeks, and bring to 35 the number of persons to die at the hands of mass killers in that period. The series of tragedies began July 13th, when eight student nurses were killed in a Chicago dormitory. Then August 1st, Charles Whitman killed 13 persons on the campus of the University of Texas. Today's was the second recent mass shooting in New Haven. On August 12th, a man walked into the cafeteria of a chemical plant and wounded four women after allegedly killing another woman earlier in the day. Latest reports from Communist China by way of Tokyo today say the rampaging Red Guard youth legions have extended their drive against bourgeois customs as far as Mongolia and the border of Russia. All persons of bourgeois background are being warned to leave Peking, Red China's capital, in 12 hours, where in the past the Red Guard teenagers have been smashing shop windows, driving families out of their homes, and in general behaving like Nazi bullies at the outset of the Hitler regime. In the latest manifestation of the new campaign, Chinese physicians who had attended European patients were grabbed by the Red Guards and forced to walk on their knees through the streets. The campaign now includes such hated objects as perfumes and children's toys as examples of Western imperialism. In Canton, China's biggest southern city, Red Guards were reported terrorizing foreigners and owners of small shops and extending their campaign to towns and villages outside, all in the name of Mao Zedongism.
What's lunch like around your house? A meal that's taken for granted? Or a meal with Coca-Cola? Coke has the taste people never get tired of. Big, bold, all-out refreshing. And what it does for food. In fact, if lunches go better, Coke after Coke after Coke. How about trying Coca-Cola with dinner? After all, a cook can't be too careful about her reputation.
Fun goes better with, you go better with, things go better with Coke. Coke has the taste you can never get tired of. Coke after Coke after Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coca-Cola.
It's 10 minutes past 2 o'clock. CCO temperature is now 82 degrees in the Twin Cities. Oh, wait a minute. 84.
84?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful day.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Hey, I want to tell you about Hillbilly Bread.
Hillbilly Bread. Tell me about Hillbilly Bread.
Because it's made from Granny's old-fashioned bread mixins. That's what makes it so good.
You're kidding. Bread just like Granny used to make? Made back in them there hills, made with honey and molasses?
I tell you, not only with honey and molasses, but also milled bran and flaked wheat and corn flour and soya grits and soya meal and oatmeal.
And, of course, lots of honey and molasses.
I was going to ask you, have you ever tried it for toast, Hillbilly
Bread?
Oh,
it's terrific.
Just made for toasting. You ought to try it for French toast, too, at our house. We do that, and it's fantastic. But plain or toasted, it makes the big difference in sandwiches, believe me.
Yeah, that's right. Hillbilly puts the fun back in the bread.
And you know them young critters love it for school, after school, during history class.
No. They're not during history class.
During science lab, then?
During recess.
Oh,
lunch
yeah.
hour. Well, what's the difference? Any time is a good time for Hillbilly Bread. And let me tell you something, grocers. I sure hope you have Hillbilly Bread on your shelves because they're all going to come in asking for it.
That's right, and I'm going to get all my cousins to come in. I'm related to just about everybody. Cousins coast to coast, and they're just going to bombard you with requests for Hillbilly Bread because it's so good.
Why, it's not just good, it's colossal.
Say, Party Line, we're going to wing it today, and you know who might drop in? Our lovely news lady, Barbara Beerhalter.
If we can get her away from her news typewriter.
Yeah, and she might have a few things to say about tomorrow's very important wedding.
But generally, we'll be ringing it on the party line, right. So call in if you have a problem.
3399-111 is the number to call on party line.
Remember, someone had asked about crickets and grasshoppers, and a gal wrote a card and said, yes, they are harmful to furniture.
Crickets and grasshoppers, if they get in the house?
Yeah.
I guess they would be.
Mm-hmm.
Say,
remember the question about the grease ants or the sweet ants?
Somebody said cinnamon's good to use.
Yeah, cinnamon.
Right? Just pour a little cinnamon on the shelves, huh?
Yeah, or those cinnamon sticks, maybe. Huh?
Cinnamon sticks, would they work?
I don't know.
Yes, plain cinnamon. Just shake a little around.
Say, have you been past your nearby Philco dealer lately? If so, you've probably noticed the big, bright red banner he's been displaying. That's the sign of Red Letter Days at Philco dealers everywhere. And it's your invitation to take advantage of some big, bright values on quality Philco home appliances. If it's a new automatic washer you need, see the Philco Custom Imperial. It makes wash day truly automatic all the way. All you do is load and unload, and even this operation is much easier with Philco's wide-opening contour top. Most important, Philco's exclusive blades of water action gets clothes super clean. Whether it's a washer, dryer, or duomatic combination, Philco has what you want. Should explain you'll probably pay a little more for a Philco, but you'll be amply repaid with extra quality, extra features, and extra value. The same kind of quality, features, and value you've always gained from Philco, a member of the Ford family of fine products. And your nearby Philco dealer is the man to see now during Red Letter Days. Visit AAA Gross, Serving Center in Minneapolis, or see Sun Guards on Selby Avenue in St. Paul.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend for the State Fair, you know that?
Just terrific.
Gorgeous weather. It's going to warm up. In fact, tomorrow in the Twin Cities, it could be up into the 90s with a low tonight of 58. Nice, comfortable sleeping weather. Low tomorrow night, 60. But in the 90s tomorrow, fair a little warmer this afternoon. And southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour, diminishing tonight. And it's just gorgeous weather. Right now in our Twin Cities, clear skies, a more ideal day you couldn't plan. Barometer 29.94, falling slowly, humidity 45%, wind southwest at 13, and the CCO temp officially 84 degrees.
You can bake it, broil it, or fry it, or simply slice and eat. What's so versatile? Flavorful Peter's Ring Bologna. Wonderful for cookouts, too, on your happy holidays in the pine cone country. A big, delicious surprise awaits you in Peter's Ring Bologna. On the grill, roasted up so plump and juicy to the delight of all. Let's have that famous Peter's song there. Well, it's not there. There it is. Enjoy it soon, Peter's quality ring bologna, rich in protein, rich in flavor, zesty, home style, coarse ground or fine ground deluxe. Another taste thrill from Peter's in the fine cone vacuum pack. Bake it, broil, fry, just slice and eat. And be sure to enjoy Peter's ring bologna on a cookout soon. Get Peter's meat products for happy holidays full of fun and more flavor, too. It's Peter's.
Peter's, the leader's, the tastiest.
A lot of sports tonight on CCO Radio, I'll tell you. At 5:20, it's the Norm Van Brocken Show, and then play-by-play of that big Vikings game, part of that doubleheader in Cleveland, Vikings and the Washington Redskins at 5:30. Then right after that, it's baseball. Our Twins and the White Sox from Chicago. That game's at 8 o'clock. Sam Ely Show at 7:50. You'll hear one right after t'other right here on CCO Radio. All beginning at 5:30 this afternoon. Party line, wing it in a minute. Okay? And just call in about anything at all.
Stand the pace, anytime and any place. So
hi ho, hey, hey, do your little troubles away. Hi ho, hey, hey, to Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi ho, hey, hey, to Wrigley Spearmint Gum. It's good to sink your teeth into Wrigley Spearmint Gum. That lively flavor freshens your mouth, and the good chewing helps make the job go smoother and faster. Enjoy chewing delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
And away we go on the Boone Erickson Party Line Show on this beautiful, gorgeous Friday afternoon. Boone Erickson is going to wing it today and give us a call. 3399111. 3399111 is the number to call. And we might have, as we've told you, Barbara Beerhalter might drop in. And also, maybe in the latter part of the show, we might have a guest from the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra drop in and say hello. And
tell us about the upcoming season.
That's right, because it sounds like it's going to be a very exciting season.
Yes, actually, I do think it is.
Yes. Yes. Party line, hello.
Yes, I just wanted to call and tell you how much I enjoy your program. And I don't know if I should say this or not, but I enjoyed Howard Vikings so much on Arthur Godfrey, and I never listened to it when Arthur was there.
Hey, wasn't that fun?
It was really good.
It really was, and this morning especially, I wanted to see what was going to happen when Howard met Jane Morgan, because he's been a longtime admirer of hers. And it made me so mad because Virginia Graham wouldn't let Jane get in a word edgewise. And that upset me, but it was a lot of fun.
We enjoyed it, though. It was really good, yeah. And I wish that, not that I don't want him to leave, but if he could take over Arthur's place permanently, that would be fine. And then you guys could take over Vikings' place.
Yeah, that's the way we figure it.
Sure.
That's not a bad idea. Well, we called New York and asked them if we could substitute for Godfrey, and they said, yes, you can go to Vietnam when he comes back.
Oh, real nice.
Yeah.
Front lines, even.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks so much. Bye.
You bet.
Hey, what date is it?
Back.
What date is it
this
today?
It's the 26th of August, 1966.
26th. You know, I promised myself that on August 26th, I would talk about something very special. I would talk about butter kernel kidney beans.
Butter kernel kidney beans?
Yes.
You haven't talked about kidney beans
I know.
For a long time.
So I've circled a big
How
red
are
circle.
Your beans?
My kidney beans are fine. No, but I put a big circle on the calendar for August 26th. I got to remember to talk about. We talk about all these other vegetables, we forget kidney beans.
And we forget the potato salad, too.
And
German potato salad.
As well as whole or sliced potatoes, those small white Irish potatoes peeled extra thin to keep more vitamins in.
And, boy, that's an easy way to prepare potatoes, isn't it?
Oh, it is. But can I...
You want to talk about kidney beans?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Because I really
they are delicious.
Oh, these are firm but tender kidney beans.
Okay.
And they're especially good for homemade chili or salads. And my wife makes a salad with kidney beans.
That's a wonderful salad with a little onion.
Yeah.
And the
oil, like,
yeah.
What is it, Italian oil or something? Or
I don't know. You know the kind of salad that uses kidney beans, Barbara? No? Okay. Well, I know they have it at Becky's Buffet. I've had them there.
Yeah.
Other places.
If you got to get kidney beans. These are the greatest for salad.
You can make them at home. You don't have to go out.
And these butter kernel kidney beans are grade A and grade A only. And if your grocer doesn't have them, ask for them. Tell him Boone and Erickson sent you, and he'll say, I'll hit him over the head with kidney beans.
You can't buy any better. It's grade A. It tastes as good as the name, butter kernel. Hello, party line.
Yes, I'm hoping one of your listeners can help me. I have had my bread too close to my toaster one morning, and the bread wrapper melted onto the toaster.
Uh-huh.
And I've tried getting that off.
What part of the toaster?
Well, the outside of it. on the chrome finish.
The outside of it?
Yes.
Oh, I see. The heat from the toaster caused the wax to melt, or the wrapping and...
Yeah, that plastic.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, what's a toaster made of, chrome?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It must be maybe a chrome cleaner.
See,
you ever thought about that?
I haven't tried that.
Or Barbara Beerhalter is here from our WCCO Radio News Bureau. She's going to talk about the wedding in a few months. Do you have an idea, Barbara?
Well, have you tried cleaning it since the toaster cooled off?
I tried cleaning it when it was cold, but the plastic firms very hard when it's cold. And so I heated it up again, and I got some of it off, but still it doesn't come off the chrome.
Well, then I don't think I can help you. Usually, if it's a large piece, after it cools off, you can sometimes peel it.
Yeah.
You know, if there's an edge to start.
Maybe
with.
Someone will call in and they'll have the answer for us, all right?
I would appreciate
that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. That voice you heard was Barbara Beerhalter, and we should introduce Barbara because you've never been on this program, have you?
No.
This is your debut, by the
way. She's had reports on the news.
Yes.
But she has never been on our program, so you finally hit it big. There's only one step higher you can go.
Follow Howard Viken.
Yeah. Follow Howard Viken.
We should have her on our WCCO, or on our Boone Erickson Worldwide News.
Yes, we should.
She'll be our lady reporters.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
but actually, Barbara has been with us for quite a while. She worked, I know you worked a couple, three summers in between your classes at, were you at the university?
Right.
And then she graduated, and she's with us full-time now. She's originally from Duluth. She's a very beautiful girl. We like having her around.
Party line on CCO.
Hmm?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello there.
Say, I would like to know, I'm a great admirer of that Miracle White.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That spray.
Spray and wipe?
No, the one that dry cleans. Spray and wipe.
Yeah, spray and wipe.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't dry clean. Well yeah,
yes,
I guess you call
it
dry.
It's the most wonderful, wonderful stuff I've ever seen.
I guess you could call it a dry cleaner, couldn't you?
You could.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is terrific, isn't it?
Yes, because we have a poodle, and she loves apples, and she leaves apple stains on the carpeting.
That naughty poodle.
She leaves apple stains on the...
On the carpeting. And all I have to do is take that and go with a cloth and wipe them right off.
You mean apple stains from the apple, or did she run it through her kidneys first?
No, from the apples now.
I see.
We got a good poodle. Now, I want to ask a question.
Yes.
I have glass shower doors. How can I get water stain off of them?
Okay.
Water stains off the shower doors.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem I know a lot of people have. Yeah. We'll try to find out, ma'am.
Real fine, and I enjoy your program very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Say, maybe you yell for help every time you pick up a camera, ma'am. But here's a suggestion for you. Next time you're in the market for a new camera, or even if you'd like to know how to make your old one take pictures, stop in at Brown Photo. If you're too green, go to brown, right? And you won't be blue if your pictures all turn black. Ask them to help you choose the camera that's just right for your household. You see how that's written? Hosehold. Household. And then ask all the questions you want about that camera, and before you're through, Brown Photo will turn what you felt was complicated photography into a simple, fun hobby. And once you discover how easy it is, you'll be using that camera a lot. For instance, how many times a day do the kids do something you'd like to have a picture of?
About 87 zillion times, right?
Right. So stop in tomorrow at any one of the Brown Photo...
Did you believe once?
No, a zillion. That's, yeah. Stop in. Brown Photo has 8 Twin City camera stores.
Such a lovely day today. I was going to take some pictures today, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Our little niece visiting from New York, and she wants to take back a whole roll of film, of slides of our family, so she can take them back to my twin sister. And so we're going to do that when I get home, because it's been such a lovely day for taking pictures. Then we're going to send them into Brown.
So that's right. You're a twin, aren't you?
Yeah.
We
use those handy mailer envelopes for Brown.
That's the only way to go.
We always order a second set of prints. We don't have to wait until they come back.
Right.
Because they always come out so good.
Say, this next portion of Party Line is brought to you by Minneapolis Federal Savings and Loan.
At the sign of the friendly tree. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, fine. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you today?
Oh, well, I know the name of that salad that uses kidney beans.
Yes, what is the name of that salad?
That's a kidney bean salad.
How about that? How unique. Well, thank you. How do you make that salad? What are some of the ingredients? Because I couldn't remember.
Well, the main ingredient is kidney beans.
Well, what else do you use?
My wife uses onions.
Yeah, onions.
Raw onions.
And maybe some lettuce?
Lettuce, of course, yeah. Green peas, I think.
Green peas, right, yeah.
Yeah, or green beans.
Yeah, green beans.
Yeah, green beans.
Very good. And how about salad or tuna?
What's the oil? My wife uses some kind of oil.
Olive oil?
Regular salad dressing oil.
Salad oil,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you for calling.
Say, would you tell me what the name of the song is that they're playing now so much? It's something like Quante la Mano or
No, Quantanamera.
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 Do you know how it's spelled?
Q-U-A-N-T.
Q-U-A-N-T.
A.
A.
N-A-M-E-R-A.
That's supposed to be Spanish, isn't it?
Yes.
She's a Quantanamera.
I'm studying Spanish, so I'm trying to figure out what...
I'm going to play it this afternoon around 3:20.
Good, I'll listen real close.
Thanks for calling.
All right, then, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Say, Sadie DeCook of Bruton says to the lady who asked about grasshoppers and crickets, they are harmful to clothing and furniture because they chop pieces right out of the wood, actually.
No kidding.
Yeah, she says they've had the experience.
Say, as we mentioned, Barbara Beerhalter's here, and Barbara's going to cover the wedding tomorrow morning. And as you know, Barbara, we called the White House... to try to ascertain if President Johnson was going to be here in Lady Bird. They were unavailable. They couldn't take our call, unfortunately. But
they'll probably have a FBI check on you now. They probably record that, you know, and they'll say Charles Boone and Roger Erickson.
We got a card here from Reg of Rochester. He says, "So glad you went right to the horse's mouth, the press secretary, about the wedding attendance."
It looks like Reg, but isn't that Peg?
Oh, is it Peg?
Yeah.
Peg O or Peg D.
Yeah. It looked like a woman's writing, that's why I figured it couldn't be Reg, it's probably Peg.
Oh.
Right, okay. Well, what you actually got was the press secretary's secretary.
Yeah.
The press secretary's secretary. Yeah, we didn't get lawyers.
We couldn't even get to the, you know.
Well, of course those guys are busy.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Even the president is busy, you got to admit that.
But the way she didn't say no or yes, she kind of hedged on it, and it sounded like maybe there would be a surprise visit tomorrow morning at St. Olaf's Church. Is that possible?
Well, President Johnson is known for a few surprise visits, and this is why we can't say definitely no.
Yeah.
And we tried to find out by, as Jim Borman mentioned yesterday, by the amount of security that was around and things. But he was in Idaho this morning, and now he's probably in Denver about now. And then he's going down to Oklahoma. And even if he does come up, we might not know it right away because his jet is landing in Tulsa, and then he's getting a helicopter over to this Pryor, Oklahoma, where they're going. And after his story, all the newsmen are going to be filing their stories by telephone, and they, of course, don't have helicopters, so they'll be a little bit slower in getting back to Tulsa. Meanwhile, the president will be on the helicopter back to Tulsa and off in his jet, and either to the Texas ranch, it is his birthday tomorrow, or possibly up here. However, we did find over our news wires today also that Lucy Nugent and Pat Nugent are planning on going down to the ranch. But we, you know, with jets and everything, just can't tell if they are going to take off half a day.
Yeah, he could come here and spend an hour at the wedding and take off and go back to the ranch in plenty of time.
So,
and tend the barbecue.
But if Dick Chapman is going to be here tomorrow, and if we do get news that the president is coming in, he's going to hop in the mobile unit and go out to the airport, and he'll have everything.
He'll cover the story.
Yeah.
Well, if he does show up and you see him, tell him we called. We're sure he wasn't there.
Say, do you know anything, inside information about the wedding, like what they're wearing and the colors and some of those feminine things women like to know?
Well, we don't have a description of the bridal gown yet, but we do have the bridesmaids. And they're going to be wearing yellow floor-length sleeveless dresses. And they're going to be wearing what they call a picture hat, which is one of these wide brims, and then they'll have yellow ribbon streamers, you know, hanging down the back.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful day for all that color.
Huh? Right, and they'll have yellow ribbon around an ampere line. That's the kind, you know, that's a high waist.
Uh-huh.
And then it will fall in an A-line skirt from that. Uh-huh. And the little... Flower Girl will also be in yellow. Hers will be yellow dotted Swiss, and she'll have a little hat, too. And I think something that's really cute is the little groom's, the ring bearer is going to be dressed practically identical to the groomsmen, you know, with the tails and everything.
A little,
except he'll have a regular bow tie instead
of
the ascot,
right?
And no gloves. But otherwise, just a little.
So what's the groom going to wear? I mean, everybody forgets about the groom, the poor groom. You know, when the gal gets married, all you hear and you read about is, you know, how lovely her gown was, you know.
But how lovely can a guy be? You know, I mean, with a cutaway coat and pinstripe trousers.
Well, couldn't we say that he wore an exceptionally well-cleaned suit or something?
I think he ought to go in
his
a
pants
mod.
Were pressed?
Suppose he went in a mod style with a big, wide paisley or polka-dot necktie.
Well, I think that's the only answer for men.
That's pretty close to what those ascots are.
That's true. It's 2:30 from Studio St. Paul in Minneapolis at 830. This is WCCO, and this portion of Party Line is being brought to you by Minneapolis Federal.
Coming to you from studios?
Yeah, I think I said that.
In Minneapolis, St. Paul, 830 WCCO.
Doesn't hurt to throw another one in.
No, why not? We could break the station twice.
We're proud of it.
We break it every day.
Yeah.
75 years of experience. That's a lot of years.
That's just fantastic, isn't it, when you
plus,
think about it?
Plus, earn power, 4.5%. And these are Minneapolis Federal's progress partners, ready and waiting to work for you.
Do you realize how long that is? Do you realize all that has happened in 75 years? I was just reading about Thomas Edison. You know when he invented the incandescent bulb?
No.
Seriously, I just read that this morning for some crazy reason.
1905.
1879.
I was a little...
But,
1891 was when Minneapolis Federal started.
See, that's only 14 years before that, or 16 years before that.
So they had light bulbs when Minneapolis Federal
they
started.
They had light bulbs.
They had one clerk,
yeah.
And one customer...
And one light bulb.
Yeah, one light bulb, and they were down in the old Metropolitan Building. That's where they started 75 years ago. And think how they progressed in that time. It's amazing.
That's
eight
right.
Great branches.
They progressed. Metropolitan Building is now a parking lot. No. What is there?
No, but they moved. There's nothing there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think.
No, but anyway, Minneapolis Federal surely has progressed, and they now have eight great offices, as you say, and they have a really beautiful smart building going up in downtown Minneapolis.
And in those 75 years, they've never missed a dividend payment.
No.
And we've had some, you know, people talk about, oh, rough times coming or inflation and depressions. And why, Minneapolis Federal has gone through depressions and wars and all kinds of
And they've
things.
Always paid a top rate.
Never missed it. That's energy. You're in power, working for you. 4.5% on every $100 you save annually at the sign of the tree. So check Minneapolis Federal. Party line.
Yeah. Say, maybe this question's been asked before.
Uh-huh.
You know, when and if you need a central shelter, air raid shelter, so forth.
You mean in the event of a nuclear attack?
That's right. Uh-huh. Now, like a central one or in a neighborhood one, can you take your pets?
You mean you want to know if you have a little dog, can you take your dog into the shelter?
Yeah, because I wouldn't go and leave my dog no matter what.
Uh-huh. Well,
you can take whatever you want in there.
I wouldn't... I don't know.
Have your own. I mean, if it's crowded, of course.
Well, I know. You take it if it's your own, but now...
If it was a public shelter, I do not think you could take your pet. But maybe we'll find out for you. I doubt if you could take your pet, because the pet would want to eat all the foods in the world.
Well, I see that, but I mean, you couldn't possibly walk away and leave it. Now, wouldn't it be humane to have some sort of a pill or something you give the dog before you run yourself? You just don't walk away from the
dog. Sounds like on the beach.
Yeah.
I mean, you just won't walk away from it.
No.
You can't do that. I mean, I'd take my chances with the dog before I walk away and leave the little devil.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try to find out, ma'am.
Yes, well. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling.
You know, one thing...
A bright, beautiful Friday, that's a sobering thought, isn't it?
Say, speaking of sobering thoughts, you know, people talk about nuclear attacks with this. There's also the possibility that somewhere along the line, up in our due line up there, we have these things all set, poised, just in case. And one goes off accidentally.
Well, this has been the basis of many fictional stories and movies.
Yeah.
Heaven forfend.
No, no attack or anything, but one of these sitting in the silos there goes off, and then the nuclear...
Don't talk about it, please.
Anything else you'd like to talk about today?
Hello, party line.
Hello.
Hi.
I read in a magazine some time ago about a booklet listing unusual college scholarships, and I wonder if someone can tell me where to find one of these booklets.
Unusual college scholarships?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have paperback books in most bookstores that will tell you about for special fields you plan to go into or special organizations or companies that offer them for special reasons. They publish these paperback books and sell them in most bookstores.
I know for a fact that high school counselors that counsel, students that plan to go on to college have these books. I know that for a fact.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of college, we should mention that Minneapolis Federal does have this college counselor as well. He's a college loan counselor. He can find out what your college is, what your college choices are, what the cost is going to be, or the estimated cost at those particular colleges. And you can talk over with him the money you need. He has a lot of answers to your problems when it comes to thinking about college for your youngster. And they have this college loan plan, you know, at Minneapolis Federal, where you can borrow as little as $800 a year or as much as $2,500 a year, and all reasonable expenses are included, and the student may select the accredited college or university of his choice anywhere in the United States. As a matter of fact, it may even be arranged so that any balance of payments may be assumed by the student after he has graduated or is employed.
That's Minneapolis Federal Savings and Loan, and that's where to go for anything about money.
Matter of fact, I had to do that in my senior year. I had to borrow some money, and then I paid it off a couple years after I got out of college.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't making much after I got out of college, but I paid it off. But that was back in the days when, believe it or not, it cost $33 a quarter for tuition.
Gone up a little bit.
Would you believe $33 a quarter?
Mm-hmm.
Incidental fees maybe $11, $40.
Yeah. And what more people are seeking to get an education today than then.
What are they now at the university?
Let's see. I'm trying to think of regular ones. I think it's about 125,
uh-huh.
And that includes the incidental fee.
Uh-huh.
The incidental fee is about $20 now.
That's at the university. We're talking about the university.
Mm-hmm.
There are, of course, private colleges. In many cases, there'll be more.
There are eight great Minneapolis Federal Savings and Loans in St. Paul. There are two downtown, very conveniently located to you. There's one in the Midway in St. Paul, convenient to many of you living in the north area of St. Paul and to the south in Highland. And there's one in downtown Minneapolis, which is starting to go up, big skyscraper. There's one in Bloomington at Southtown, Golden Valley. One at Robbinsdale, the Robbins Center. One in Apache Plaza in St. Anthony. So you'll find one near you, and of course you can always save by mail.
Say, these are lazy days of summer. The last one's coming up. Good time to relax. The yard hardly needs cutting at all anymore, and the summer gardening tasks done. What's left now is just to get all the enjoyment out of the last lazy days of summer. A good way to do that is set up a lawn chair, make yourself comfortable, turn on the ball game, and while you're enjoying the game, treat yourself to summer's favorite snack. Old Dutch potato chips, crisp and fresh, that go right along with tall, cool beverages and your favorite sandwich. And don't forget, August is National Sandwich Month. So, have a national sandwich tonight. Now is the time to outdo yourself making Dagwood sandwiches and team them up with Old Dutch potato chips. Fresher, crisper, tastier. Old Dutch, everybody's flavor favorite.
I'm going to take another call here on Party Line. And by the way, our number is 3399-111. We're kind of winging it today. Barbara Beerhalter from our WCCO Radio News staff. Joining in and talking about the wedding tomorrow, the Humphrey wedding. Someone had a question. Will they be permitted to take pictures, do you think? The average person.
Not inside the church. No, and just the bride's private photographer. And outside the church, there will be a roped-off area just for the press to be taking
mm-hmm.
pictures. Now, from far away, they may be able to take pictures, but I don't know. The Secret Service are... If they see a camera, might get a little bit excited. I don't know. But outside the church, there is no regulation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Maybe what we ought to do is stop in at Frontier Furniture Company and see if the people have stopped in there to buy any presents for the bride or groom. There's
That's
some
right.
lovely ideas.
You know,
there
is a delightful place to shop for presents for brides and mm-hmm. wedding gifts or anniversary gifts. They have so many, as we've said before. It takes more than furniture to make a house a home. It takes all the little things. What do they call them? Accoutrements is one word. What do they call things? Accessories, knickknacks, you know, like pictures and little pieces of pottery and
mm-hmm.
and planters and all those various things. And boy, they sure have the best display of anywhere
yeah.
in the Twin City area.
On the walls, on the ceiling. That's right, all the ceiling things. A lot of stuff on the wall.
Yeah.
Plaques and tile. Pictures, paintings, and of course they have the antique shop. It's all part of Frontier
and
Furniture.
Candelabras
Company.
And lavaliers
yeah.
and all those other things.
Yeah. And that's Frontier Furniture is part of Frontier Building Center in Chanhassen, Minnesota.
You can get there on Highway 5 or 101 going north and south. Chanhassen, Minnesota. Check it on the map from where you live. I'm sure it's convenient. And that's Frontier. Hello, Party Line.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh,
I heard the lady that had the plastic bread wrapper melt on her toaster.
Yeah.
The same thing happened to me.
How did you do? How did
and,
you get it off?
I took just a plain old razor blade and scraped it off.
Did you scrape the chrome?
No, it didn't.
You were very careful.
Real careful.
Yeah. Some lady just called in and mentioned a Brillo pad. That's kind of a, you know...
I think that would be pretty hard on it.
Yeah.
This came off real easy, and it looks real good.
Yeah. Okay, a razor blade. Fine. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. I enjoy your program a lot.
Well, that's nice of you to say so.
Thank you.
I'd like to say a word on behalf of Roto-Rooter before we do anything else. Say, yes.
You want to interrupt this commercial for another program?
Yes. Well, we're backed up today. We forgot them all week. Say, when a company has been in business for 30 years, customers expect service, and they get it at Roto-Rooter. In fact, service is Roto-Rooter's middle name. Everyone at Roto-Rooter makes certain that nothing is overlooked to bring you the fastest, most efficient service available. And that service begins with the friendly switchboard girls and continues right down the line to the dedicated dispatchers and courteous technicians, the men in the clean white Roto-Rooter vans who come to your rescue. The folks at Roto-Rooter insist upon your satisfaction, and customers for over 30 years have depended upon Roto-Rooter for quick aid to clogged pipes and sewers. Only the best equipment is used by Roto-Rooter, used efficiently by men who know the job best. When you have pipe troubles, big or small, call the people who specialize in this type of work. Call the original Roto-Rooter. A Roto-Rooter, a Roto-Rooter.
A Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter, Roto-Rooter,
Roto-Rooter.
This is the Party Line Show. The number to call is 339-9111. Hello.
Hello. Say, some time ago, I've heard ladies call in about these gummy stickers, that are, price tags that are on articles, and you can't get the gummy stuff off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found something. Just plain shortening. You wash it and you get the paper off, but that gummy stuff sticks, and you put a little shortening on that and leave it set and wipe it off, and if it doesn't all come up, put a little more shortening on, and it comes off. I had a plastic butter dish, and I tried using cleanser, and it scratched the butter dish right away.
Mm-hmm.
But the shortening took it off real nice. Only I set it on the stove and it kind of melted my new butter dish.
Well, good.
I had bad luck, but
not
it
did good that
work.
It melted the butter dish, but yeah. I found a solution to your problem.
But I got the glue off.
Well, thanks for calling.
And that was, it worked out real slick, and I had two of them, so the other one turned out real nice and shiny and no scratches or anything, which you want with a new item.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one gripe. These people that have incinerators and burn any time of the day when those that don't have incinerators and have to burn outside have to burn in certain hours.
Oh, yeah.
The soot comes down on your clothes, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, they mean it comes out of the chimney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think they should have to stick by the same hours we do for burning.
I think so.
What are the hours for burning? I forgot. 2 to 10 or something?
I live in South St. Paul, so it's after 3.
After 3.
I believe on Sundays you can burn any time. But it's after 3 in the afternoon.
I know they're different for both St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Too. I can't remember
what. But it's so disgusting to have a line of clothes out, sheets or something, and then have the soot blown across onto your clothes. Or even the smoke. Because smoke sticks to the clothes, too. I mean, the smell of it. And it's just irritating.
I agree with you.
So,
well, thank
okay.
you.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, those hours, I think they run in the various places until late at night, which is fine, except so many people want to burn around 6 o'clock when you're sitting outside.
In the patio, maybe having a barbecue.
Yeah. Having a barbecue.
Can you imagine?
Sipping your favorite malted milk.
Oh, boy.
Not my neighbors. I've been over to other people's. Mine are great.
Yeah, naturally.
They just let the stuff accumulate.
Say, any sidelights on the wedding tomorrow, Barbara, that might be interesting to our listeners?
Oh, let's see.
Is the mother going to be dressed? Mother of the bride going to be dressed?
Yes, she's going to be dressed.
Beautifully.
I think so.
Mrs. Humphrey will be wearing the same outfit she wore to Patty Johnson, or Lucy Johnson, wedding to Pat Nugent August 6th, and she'll be wearing the same dress at the reception, except she'll be wearing a pink chiffon coat with it.
Mm.
That will be out at Waverly.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to bus the press people out there, and I don't know, I suppose most of the guests will have driven cars up here to get out to that reception.
Is this the reception following the wedding?
Yes, it's going to be out at the Waverly Home, and they have green and white striped tents set up by the lake, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day.
Oh, yeah. So you're going out
really
there?
No, I'm not going out there. Arv Johnson's going out to cover the reception.
Well, that doesn't seem right.
No.
Well, I think you should go out.
Well, I start work at 4 o'clock in the morning, so I probably would be pretty tired anyway.
that's why I have a fondness for Barbara. She gets up the same hour as I do.
So.
Don't look at us like that. We come from different houses, you know.
But Barbara gets down here you're down here at 4:30, huh?
I'm here at 4 o'clock on Saturday mornings.
Four on Saturday mornings. So you see, she's by the time the wedding's over, she's going to be ready for a little night.
Say, this portion is brought to you by Miracle White, the wonderful people that make Miracle White Fabric Softener, Miracle Spray and Wipe. The lady talked about the cleaner and that's a household cleaner, cleans all kinds of things. And the whitener and brightener that you put in the laundry to make things nice and white. Hello, party line.
Hello, I've got a metal dinette table in the kitchen and a couple of high chairs, and they've all got metal, what were originally enameled bottoms to them, and evidently the enamel has worn through. And I don't always take everything out of the kitchen to mop. With the result, I am getting the most beautiful rust spots on the floor where this table stands. And this is rubber tile, and I'm kind of afraid to use any of the commercial preparations to take off rust because they all seem to be rather caustic, and they say use on enamel and the like.
Sounds like a job for Miracle White.
It does. I haven't tried that one
on
the floor yet. Mm. It might just take it off, but I was wondering if anybody knew anything that would work on it because my floor is yellow tile, and it shows every doggone thing. It's a bad color to have on a floor. But
one of the first things they used Miracle White on was rust spots.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, then I shall have to run out and get some more of that. I've been using... That would be the spot cleaner, right?
I'd try both the spray and wipe, and also try a damp cloth with some Miracle White. You know,
I've got the Miracle White for the laundry.
Try
I haven't gotten
first.
The other product yet, so
okay.
I'll try both of them and see.
And then if someone else has an answer for you, we'll have them call in on Party Line.
All right, and the other thing I wanted to know, it's kind of a complaint. You know, in the paper lately, they've been having explanations of why the grocery costs are up per week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm home all the time. And I don't buy mixes as a result. Mixes are a method of saving time if you need to, and I like to cook from scratch. I make my own bread, my own cakes, and the like.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, in 1 2-week period, our grocery bill went up something like $11, and I didn't buy anything that I hadn't bought previously, and nobody has yet explained that satisfactorily to me.
They've passed the buck so much in explaining this price rise.
Fancy packaging. Well, I don't buy fancy packaging. I buy bulk. I get 50 pounds of flour. And that isn't packaged fancy by any means.
Well, food has certainly gone up.
Yes, it has. And I was just wondering if somebody had an explanation other than fancy packaging. I know meat prices have gone up because the farmers are getting more for them, and that I don't object to.
No, they're getting more, but still not enough.
Well, but this milk price increase, the last one, I think the farmers only got a quarter of what the price went up.
And yet the price went up a couple, one or 2 cents, didn't it?
Well, it went up more than that. Mine went up 4 cents a gallon. And I just can't understand it, and nobody's been able to explain it. And
that'd be a good guest for a Party Line.
It certainly would. Mm-hmm. Boy, would he get some comments.
Maybe it wouldn't be a good guest for Party Line.
Who's that?
Someone that can answer that question.
Yeah, well, who could answer it? You know, some say, well, it should be Secretary
USDA
Freeman.
Or the,
I heard Secretary Freeman explain this. I thought he did a pretty good job. He showed, the price of has gone up a quarter of a cent, as you said, and yet the retailer is paying 2 and 3 cents more. What's happening?
Then they say, well, the price has gone, the packagers say, well, the price has gone up because people want fancy packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I deliberately do not buy the fancy packaging. About the only thing I get that you could call a mix would be dry cereal during the summer because my kids object to eating oatmeal and the like during the summer. You know, that's just not appetizing.
You know, we'll do, after the State Fair, maybe we might even find some people at the State Fair who can talk
maybe
a little
they
more
can
about
tell us.
This.
Thanks for calling.
Let's go into this a little further.
There are so many hidden taxes, it's unbelievable. Because not only are the taxes on the total product, but each one that contributes to a manufactured product adds a little bit of tax, see, that he has to pay. So a lot of it's that.
Well, Barbara will be we'll be on tomorrow. I'll be on the air. You'll be reporting in during the Best of Boone Erickson between 10 and 11. And before that, the wedding will be going on during the Boone Erickson show.
You going to sit right up front?
Well, no. There are some more Secret Service type regulations. And I will be going into for the first part of the Mass and the ceremony to see what everything is like in there so that I can describe it to the people. But once I leave to come back and give a report on the radio, I'll have to stay out. So I won't be staying for the whole thing. They were going to put the press right up practically behind the family, but then they expressed a desire to be up in the balcony. They've got a theater-type balcony that's on high tiers there so that we could see everything better.
And
so
everybody cries at a wedding, so that's good.
Are you going to cry tomorrow, Barbara?
I don't think so. I won't.
Well,
One guy said, did you hear that story about the guy who said to his wife coming back to the wedding, he says, well, I don't like weddings either, but at least you don't have that long walk to the cemetery.
What?
Oh, his wife made him go to funerals and weddings, see? And he says, well, I don't like weddings any better than funerals, but at least you don't have that long walk to the cemetery.
Don't make me laugh, I cough. Say, Donna Erickson was Miss Hastings, wasn't she?
Yes, and there's a cute little thing about she won her title of Miss Hastings partly on the basis of her talent, and the song that she sang was from the musical of, quite a few years ago called Mr. President, and it was entitled The Secret Service Makes Me Nervous.
No! How about that?
And at that time, was she going with
Young
Humphrey?
No, this was just during
prophetic.
Right after she graduated from high school, and maybe even before she'd entered college, and she didn't start going with him until
about a year ago. About the CSP. Gee, it's nice having you with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Barbara will be tuned. Barbara Beerhalder, our ace newswoman. And, we want to find out real quickly here from Dick Sysak, the managing director of the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra, something about adventures in music. Now, you listen closely, because this is something else. Fantastic artists will be coming up in this Sunday concert series, the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra, and I call your attention to the fact that last year they were sold out, weren't they?
Oh, yes, yes.
And in the long time in advance, as
that's
I recall.
Right.
So we want to, especially because you're such good listeners, to tell you, first of all, that this is going to be great, and get with it right now and order your tickets.
I was going to ask Dick, when's the season start?
Begins on October 2nd with John Gary.
John Gary, that'll bring a few ladies in.
We have another well-known singer. Did you know that Judy Lebedoff is going to sing in our Messiah?
Judy Lebedoff's going to sing in Messiah?
Judy Lebedoff of WCCO, that's right.
Is she really?
Yes.
Making her debut?
I think you might call it that, yes.
Is that with the university chorus?
Yes.
I used to sing in the university chorus with Joyce Lamont.
Well,
I didn't even know she sang.
Oh, sure.
How about that?
We were both in the chorus at the same time. That was before I caught this cold.
you mentioned John Gary, and then I know I played Luinda Almeida the other day, the fine bossa nova guitarist from Brazil. And
Arthur Fiedler, Robert Merrill comes back again to join us. We have the Jose Greco dancers.
Oh, they're famous.
And with the Center Opera Company, we're going to do a smashing production of The Gondoliers, Gilbert and Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
Strangely enough, one of our most popular programs last year was a thing we called the Festival of Marches. We got the university band together and the orchestra playing marches, each of them on one half of the program, and then for a finale, we put them all together, and we could have sold the house again. It was amazing how people go for something as elemental and as long-living as march music.
Well, march music brings back a lot of memories for people who played maybe in a high school band, you know?
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't normally think of it as a popular symphonic fair, though, but they just packed the place.
Now, these are Sunday afternoon concerts at 4 o'clock, which is a great time. And what is the cost?
Well, for single concerts, from $2 to $4 for the season, however, as low as $12 for all 10, to the top price of $20 for the package of 10.
Yeah, but isn't that a fantastic price?
Sure is. What a bargain.
Look at the artists. John Gary, Arthur Fiedler, Robert Merrill, Jose Greco dancers.
Lorindo Almeida.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Dick, for dropping by.
Nice being here.
What do we do? How do we order?
Oh, you call the symphony office, you call Dayton's, you call WCCO.
Downtown ticket office?
No, not downtown Ticketopolis. Dayton's, you can
take Dayton's Ticketopolis.
Did you believe that's
right. Yes, well.
The other side of town?
How about Minneapolis Symphony Arts?
That's right.
Office.
North of Auditorium.
Or call WCCO and talk to Judy. Judy Lebedoff will be appearing with the chorus.
Say, this part of Party Line is brought to you by Miracle White. And this weekend, be sure, if you've never tried any product of Miracle White, this is the time to do it. Spray and wipe and fabric softer and Miracle White. Do it this weekend. This has been the Party Line. The news is next.
Bring your life up to date today. Live the easy way with electricity. Electricity from NSP. Bring your life up to date today. The convenient way with electricity. Electricity from NSP.
And now you can bring your child's study lighting up to date with a scientifically designed study lamp. Research shows that children who study under proper lighting conditions tend to do better in school. Eight lamp manufacturers, in cooperation with the Better Light, Better Sight Bureau, have developed scientifically designed study lamps. Right now, your dealer is offering these lamps at special back-to-school prices, $14.95 to $18.95. So why not bring your child's study lighting up to date? Look for these specially priced lamps wherever lamps are sold.
WCCO Radio News. Wisconsin governor orders National Guard units to police civil rights demonstrations if needed. Dick Anroth reporting the news for First Federal Savings and Loan of Minneapolis with offices in downtown Minneapolis, St. Louis Park, Richfield, Wayzata, and Crystal. Brought to you by the dairy farmer members of the American Dairy Association who remind you to drink milk for vitality. Wisconsin Governor Knowles has put four units of the state's National Guard at the disposal of local authorities in Wauwatosa where a threat of possible violence exists over a civil rights demonstration. The situation has been tense for a week in the all-white neighborhood of Circuit Judge Robert Cannon. Cannon has been the target of pickets demanding that he either quit the bench or give up his membership in the Fraternal Order of Eagles, which bars Negroes. The mayor of the wealthy Milwaukee suburb, Irvin Meyer, appealed to Governor Knowles to make him available if needed, and Knowles responded immediately. Crowds of up to 1,000 persons have turned out to watch the demonstrators. White hecklers, including robed Ku Klux Klansmen, have added to the tension. Father James Gropey, a Catholic priest who has been an advisor to the Youth Council, the Milwaukee chapter of the NAACP that has led the demonstration since last Friday, welcomed the governor's action in ordering out the guard to police the situation. Looking for an easier way to save than at First Federal of Minneapolis? Give up. You'll never find it. At First Federal, you can start your account by mail and save by mail at any of our 8,005 branches. And you'll earn the top rate paid on insured passbook savings in this area. Best of all, you can save what you want, when you want, and withdraw what you need when you need it. No questions asked. The best way to handle your savings is with a passbook savings account at First Federal. No doubt about it.
Get the top return. That's the savings gathered at First Federal Savings and Loan.
Offices in downtown Minneapolis, St. Louis Park, Richfield, Wayzata, and Crystal.
First Federal Suburban Office is open tonight and every Friday till 7:30. A new civil rights ordinance combining the present Fair Employment Practices Commission and the Mayor's Human Relations Commission was unanimously passed today by the Minneapolis City Council. The ordinance is known as the Denny Form, which differs somewhat from the original so-called Flackney Bill that came out of a study committee. The Denny Bill exempts both owner-occupied duplexes and owner-occupied rooming houses from the general provision that forbids discrimination in sale or rental of housing. The Flackney Bill did not exempt owner-occupied duplexes. The Denny Bill also includes what is called an anti-riot provision that makes it illegal for groups to organize for the purpose of creating a civil disobedience. Reverend Stanley King objected to this provision because it does not allow persons to release their frustrations and because it leaves the question of determining positive or negative purpose of demonstrations to the courts. The general criticism of the bill was that it may not have adequate enforcement powers. So let your imagination go and stir up a fun refresher. Stir up a milk vitality cooler. That's milk in your favorite flavorings, toppings, jams, jellies, ice cream, or fruit. For a starter, try a cherry smoothie. Mix cold, refreshing milk with cherry preserves, almond extract, and maraschino cherries, and you've got just one of the many easy and delicious milk vitality coolers. Here's another. Shake up fresh or frozen strawberries with strawberry ice cream, and of course milk for an extra creamy refresher. What a fun way to get your daily vitality. You see, milk is nature's vitality drink. It helps supply important vitamins, minerals, and protein you need every day. And the energy you get from milk is lasting energy, the kind you need to stay in the swing of things all summer long. And keep in mind that milk vitality coolers are a fun idea for the teenage set. When they come running, simply set out the ice cream, jams, and toppings, and, of course, plenty of refreshing ice-cold milk. They'll do the rest and have fun doing it. Milk Vitality Coolers, the fun way to get with milk's vitality. Stir up some today. The Dow Jones averages were down big again, down 11.81, closing at a new two-and-a-half-year low of 780.56, down nearly 60 points in the past 2 weeks and 215 points down from the six-month-ago high. It's the 45th time in the last 51 sessions the averages have been down 10 out of the last 11. Rails down 3.59, utilities down 1.82, sales volume was up at 8,190,000 shares. Dick Anroth reporting for First Federal Savings and Loan of Minneapolis, with offices in downtown Minneapolis, St. Louis Park, Richfield, Crystal, and Wayzata, and brought to you by the Dairy Farmer Members of the American Dairy Association. Twin City temperature 85 on this August 26th Friday date.